Okay, this is Beatrice Wilson. We're interviewing here at Carver Community Center. It's the Senior Citizens Program. Today is October 31st, 1995. It's Halloween. The subject of our interview is Beatrice's childhood and the Great Depression. Let's start.
Okay. I remember back in the 30s. I can remember probably, born in 20, and I started school when I was 6 years old, and I went to the Zuni school, and we had a one-room school. It was in the church building, and we used to have the big potbelly heater, you know, and we would go out and bring wood and coal in, you know, to keep us warm and everything. And then I remember the first year I went to school, in the Christmas time, we had a big play in the school, and it was so beautiful. And I sang at the play, and we had everything decorated so pretty. Our teacher was Madge George. She came from down here, Lincoln, mm-hmm. Alabama. Mm-hmm. And so then we started on, and I think it was about the first of the 30s, I got up that morning getting ready for school. And when the water would get up, you see, we couldn't walk the foot log, so we couldn't get to school.
Mm-hmm. So it was raining?
It was raining. Mm-hmm. My mother told us that you all going to have to go in at 10. The water will run down and you can go to school at 10. Mm-hmm. So they would have us down in the garden, working in the garden, you know. Mm-hmm. And I looked up and I saw something just come out the sky.
Oh.
And that's the first that I could remember. I was 6 years old, you know, and I was going to school. Mm-hmm. But I looked up and I saw something just look like it came down and just hooked off from the clouds.
Really?
And I always, when something like that would happen, I would say it was judgment day. God was coming to judge us.
Oh, no.
And so I ran to the house and I told my father, I said, Big Daddy, we called him Big Daddy, said, it's gonna, judgment day is coming. He said, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. And I said, look at the cloud. He looked out, he said, that's a tornado. He said, tell the children to come to the house. So we lived on a high hill.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother wanted to close the door. And he said, no, because see if it started here, I'm going to take the children and run down under the hill and hold on to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it just went through our cotton field and corn patch. It just rolling up big trees,
Mm-hmm.
And I hadn't got to school that day, but I had some cousins that got killed. It just blew the school and wasn't a piece this long. Wasn't a piece this long, just wiped it off the map. And so they were telling that my mother told my brother, said, run and see what's happening and come back and don't tell me nothing. That's what she said, don't tell me. But he'll just run and he'll skip and turn around, you know, in the road. He came and she said, what's wrong, boy? Nothing, Mama. She said, yes, it is. She got out there and got herself a switch. She said, Mama, the school is blown away, the teachers blown away, and all the children is blown away.
Oh,
and so then we saw the ambulance coming. They were coming.
And this was when, in 1930?
That was in 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
What did they call that tornado? You remember?
Huh?
What did they call that tornado? Do you remember?
They didn't call it anything. Mm-hmm. They just... and so they... We got down there and we saw they bringing out. I had two cousins got killed in it.
Oh.
And they didn't go home that night. They wouldn't have been there because the water was up, you see, and they couldn't make it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just tore the place up. It was just, I bet it was about 2 or 3 miles wide how that storm went.
Wow.
And just told it.
And
up.
You lived up in Jacksonville near Germania Springs.
I lived that way up. a little bit above Jumania Spring.
Mm-hmm.
And but they and every time the storm cloud would come up, my mother would get us and run with.
Oh, she didn't know what to do.
Didn't know what to do. So they started building storm pits,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were there in the house, and her and my uncle was putting the dough on the storm pit.
Oh.
My aunt, she was a great big fat woman. They made the dough too small.
No. She didn't get in there.
They made the dough too small. It was a rain coming. My uncle said, Slim, go look. Call my mother, Slim. Slim, go look and see if the dragoon is coming. And so she ran out. We in the house now. She went up there and she saw this rain coming. It's coming, George, it's coming. Him and her ran in there. My aunt, she couldn't get in the door with the two little. And then she ran back to the house where we were. But my mama and my uncle, like, got drowned in there because the water flowed in.
Oh, the water flowed in the pit. Oh, no.
Yeah. So every time she'd see a cloud come up, she'd get us and go to somebody's house with
mm-hmm.
her. So one night I spent the night with a
mm-hmm.
girl, and the cloud came up, and guess where they had me?
Where?
Out in the hay field, the hay, big haystack behind, all around the tree.
Mm-hmm.
We were out in the haystack with blankets over us. And the rain came in like a drought.
Oh my goodness.
And so then my mother said, well, now this is crazy. I got to stay home with
yeah.
my children. I
right.
can't go like that.
Yeah.
But then after that, the depression came.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see now. What was the man? Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
Hoover, that's
mm-hmm.
who it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so the depression came. Well, I didn't understand it, you know,
mm-hmm.
but my father was working on half, you see, on this farm.
Mm-hmm.
And they would they used to take half of their peanuts, half of their potatoes,
mm-hmm.
and they would take half of your corn anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But everything you made, they were working on half, they'd take you all of that.
So what now, working on half meant that you would get like a barrel of corn. They take half of that?
Uh-huh.
They would only buy half of what you...
they didn't buy it. They just
would take half.
They take half of it.
Oh, so
mm-hmm.
they took half of what you picked.
What you made.
Oh, okay.
And so
that was somebody else's farm.
Uh-huh. Half of the cotton, half of the everything. And my daddy used to make about 18 and 20 bales of cotton.
Really?
At a big farm. And
so when the depression came, how did it affect your household as far as, you know, food and money?
We had plenty of food, but we didn't have no money.
Okay, because you had the farm.
Had the farm, and the old lady, she stopped them from taking half of the potatoes, peanuts, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would, my brother used to laugh at us, you know, because my daddy would put soles on our shoes. When the shoe would wear out, you know, he'd get the lace and the hammer and tacks be all up in my feet and everything.
Oh, no. So, how did you wear them around with your tacks?
And so we would, my brother said, my shoes was had so much automobile time. My dad used to cut it off of automobile time for them, and say I go around the house like an automobile.
So, did your mother work outside of the house?
No, she just worked in the house. My mother had 17 children.
Whoa,
uh-huh, 17 children.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
10 girls and 7 boys.
Mm.
But all of them, they died quite young and stuff like that.
Was it a disease or they just died off?
Just died off and taking diphtheria and stuff like that. And I had a brother that He got hold to something.
Oh.
Big playing around on the floor, and he swallowed something.
Oh.
And she carried him, brought him down here to Anniston to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was bleeding from his rectum, you know.
Oh.
And she brought him down here, and she wanted him to operate on that baby.
Mm-hmm.
She said operate that night.
Mm-hmm.
And he said no, he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the baby died the next morning. And then he wanted to operate on the baby. She said no.
He wanted to operate on after he died?
After he died, but she wouldn't let him do it. That was Dr. R there.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted to operate on the baby.
Mm-hmm. And this was during the depression when he
During the depression.
Oh, okay. Well, you remember, like, did y'all take the newspaper out there?
No, we would only get the newspapers after the people in the big house, they done, read them, and then the lady would send the papers over to my mother.
How would you hear about the news? I know you knew that it was going on, but how did you hear that, you know?
You didn't hear too much about it, because they didn't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't tell you anything. We didn't even know what was going on. Because, see, we would be out there, way out there. We was over near Chimney Mountain. It was a mountain there.
Mm-hmm.
And we were over near that. We were a long way from the highway. And so we would never get the news.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get no news.
Okay.
And so
so you grew up during, how old were you when it was over? Do you remember?
When I left there, I was about 13 or 14 years old.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember, can you remember, like, right after it was over, how were black women treated? How were you, your mother, you know?
They were treated the same out there. They were treated the same.
Did you remain on the farm?
We remained on the farm, and we came down here, I think it was, we came down here in 36.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we came here. And we got down here, we didn't even have a radio out there, nothing. Mm-hmm.
So what about your teenage years? Do you remember, like, any fun times, you know, right after depression or?
We used to have, they call them box uppers and things like that, you know. Man playing a guitar, you know.
The man would play, okay, so box upper would mean everybody get together.
Everybody get together and the young girls and boys, they'd be there too, you
dancing,
know.
And then one guy would be playing the guitar.
That was the fun that we had.
So what about your 20s?
In the 20s?
In your 20s?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, see, I was down here then.
Okay, you came down.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I came down here and the war started.
Oh, World
War II started. Mm-hmm. I came down here and World War II started. And so the soldiers came in here. And they used to come around, and they try to, you know, see the houses that had girls at the houses, you know.
Why?
Well, they had a turntable over here that would pull the soldiers down. The trains were down, and then they put them on the turntable and turn them around and turn them into Fort McClellan.
Mm.
Uh-huh, that's the way they do it.
Oh.
And they would just be all down, the end and end was down by our house down in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they would be just hollering and trying to wave at us. You know, my mother said, no, you don't talk to the soldier because a soldier killed your cousin in World War I.
Oh.
But I don't think the soldier killed her. I don't think he killed her, but
mm-hmm.
he was around there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd tell us, you can't talk to no soldier. Now don't you talk to soldiers.
All right.
And so my mother, one day I was going to the Lutheran school,
mm-hmm.
and the soldiers was all out in here, just be brown out in here with them walking, you know, when they'd be off.
Mm-hmm.
And so this soldier said, can I take you home? No, you can't take me home, because my mama
She was waiting at the
door. With us. Mm-hmm. And so he said, well, we would go to the show. We'd go to the Nova show. Mm-hmm. It was about 10 or 15 cents to go to the show. That's what we'd have. We'd get down there by the park, and the soldiers would get out of the rocks all the way into the Nova show. It was on 10th and Nova.
So they would run after you.
Yeah, they'd want to talk with us.
Oh.
They want to talk with
now,
us.
Now, these would be black soldiers or white soldiers?
Black soldiers and white soldiers would do it too, but they I don't know what they were up for.